He may be the state's highest-ranking Republican, but Governor Bruce Rauner Thursday continued to be cagey about where he stands on Donald Trump. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Rauner has been asked about Trump by reporters time and time again. He usually answers something like this.
Again, I'm not going to talk about politics per se or the presidential election. I've made my statements clear.
Really, it isn't clear. Rauner in May said he would back his party's nominee. At the time, Trump hadn't locked up the nomination, but he was close. The governor has never backed away from that statement. This is as close as it got.
I have not endorsed, not supported, and I've said that, and that's my position.
You did say
you
would support the ticket.
The nominee.
You said you would support the nominee and the ticket, so what happened to that?
I've made my statement.
Okay. Rauner also said he's outraged by the rhetoric in the presidential election, and he condemns sexual assault. Some factors to consider. Rauner has poured some $20 million into helping Republican legislators get elected this cycle. That's by no means direct support for Trump, but extra GOP voters could help Trump indirectly. There's speculation Rauner doesn't want to offend Republicans who are fully on the Trump train for fear they'd turn their backs on Illinois GOP candidates. Rauner has also said he's hopeful an Illinois case over union members' fair share fees reaches the U.S. Supreme Court, so he may be hoping a Republican White House will get to fill the open seat on the nation's high court. I'm Amanda Vinicky.